This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Dr. Naidu, good morning and welcome to MUT Radio. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning and thank you for the opportunity.
Dr. Naidu, what can I do if I am thinking of suicide?
Okay, the important thing that I think anybody who is feeling suicidal experiences is the sense that everything is hopeless and that there is no help available or that nothing can really be done about their situation. And that is, you know, the perception that nothing can be done and all is hopeless then leads the person to contemplate suicide. The important thing to remember is that there are resources. There is the student counseling unit. Yes. We are available. We can be contacted, and I will provide you with the details towards the end of the show. But the student counseling unit is on campus, and it is dedicated to supporting students. So if you just contact us and just indicate to us that you are feeling like ending your life, or you're feeling like life is hopeless and you don't know what to do and you've run out of options, reaching out can be the first step towards helping you to improve your situation. Okay. There are also a number of other 24-hour hotline numbers which you can contact, because the important thing to remember is communicating and having the space and the opportunity to just talk about what you are feeling is important. And you will, whoever you're speaking to can help you to get a different perspective and to explore other options, which you may not be able to do on your own because you are simply having a dialogue with yourself. It's also important to know that if you have a close friend or peers, they can also serve an important function in terms of giving you support. And so very often your friends, your peers whom you feel you can trust are good resources that I would suggest speak to and just, you know, just express yourself. So there is always options available, and that is the important thing that I want to emphasize. As much as you or an individual might be feeling that there is no options, there are. And so reaching out and saying, I can't do this anymore, or, you know, I'm tired. When you speak and express what you're feeling, you can then, someone can actually help you to unpack that and get a different perspective. So for me, communication is key. Reach out for help. Reach out to your friends. Reach out to your RA. Reach out to student counseling. Reach out to SADC. Reach out to the different hotlines. Call them. They are toll-free, so you won't be charged. So then you won't be charged for the calls. So the emphasis is on speaking and speaking to people that you feel will be able to hear you. And that is why student counseling, we have trained psychologists who are able to provide that function for you.
Okay, doctor. And what are the red flags that we as friends should look out for amongst our own friends?
Okay, I'll say there are direct flags and there are more subtle, almost indirect flags, which okay. You must still be mindful of. So, for example, things like becoming very withdrawn and quiet, when the person used to be very bubbly and very interactive, that is a sign. So social withdrawal and a lack of engagement with others. Also, if you've noticed that they used to be quite often on social media, for example, and suddenly there's no posting or anything like that. I'm not saying that everybody who doesn't post all the time is suicidal, but I'm saying if there's a change in behavior and activity, then it's important that you check that out. If the person also appears to you when you look at them, that they seem down, they seem sad, they don't seem their usual self, it's important to ask them, you know. And before asking, I think just make them aware that you notice something might not be right. Is there anything going on that they would like to talk about? Mm-hmm. So that is important. So the change in behavior, and also writing. Sometimes people express themselves by writing on social media.
Okay.
How they are feeling. And so those are important clues as well. So things about giving up, it's hopeless, I've tried my best and it's not enough. Things like that that suggest this person has given up and they've run out of options, and it's almost as if they are saying indirectly that they've reached a dead end. So those kind of cryptic messages or status updates can be clues, and that presents the opportunity for concerned friends to reach out and say, you know, I saw this and I just wanted to check what is going on. Are you okay? You know, would you like us to talk about what's going on? So open up the channels of communication, because for someone to put up something, it means that that is significant, and it's almost indirectly them wanting to be heard. And so the ideal response is to connect with that message and let the person know that you are seeing and you are hearing what they've communicated. Other signs, for example, you know, giving away things, giving away possessions, just saying, you know, take this. So personal stuff that they used to have and own, and suddenly they are giving it all away, can sometimes be a clue as to what is this person's intention. Sometimes people directly say, you know, I have no other option. I just feel that, you know, killing myself will be the best way out of this. So there are those direct clues saying, like, I wish I was dead. I'm just going to end it all, you know. Sometimes people might say things like, life is just too hard. I can't deal with this anymore. Mm. Or they'll say, you know, my family and my friends would be better off without me. So those are some of the clues, the verbal clues, the behavioral clues. Also, it's important to be mindful of the person's appearance. So, for example, if they seem like they are neglecting themselves, you know, they're not dressing the way they used to, they're not taking proper care of how they look, maybe they're sleeping all day shut in the room, and they're not talking to anyone. Those are causes for concern. And so and also the issue of giving away possessions. Also, if you find or you notice, like, a lot of or excessive substance abuse,
okay,
and reckless behavior and extreme mood swings, you know, from being very depressed and down to very angry and agitated and lashing out at people, those are also sometimes clues that are important, that we can use to help us to reach out and prevent someone from actually committing suicide.
Mm. Doctor, in your own experience, you have spoken to a lot more students than I have. What are some of the trends you see amongst the students and some of the biggest challenges that students are facing that are leading to that depression or reason for suicide?
it's a range of issues. It can be stresses where they feel very overwhelmed. So, for example, academic demands, if students feel that there are too much demands and they are running out of time and they are not going to be able to make it and they're going to fail, they then start, there's this negative pattern of thinking, and they become extremely stressed and overwhelmed, and that they then contemplate, okay, the only way out of this is for me to end my life. That's one example. Other examples are, for example, when there's a relationship breakup or there are family challenges, and the person feels unable to cope with the stress of that relationship, whether it's a breakup or whether it's a family problem. And the key there is the issue of coping. There are always challenges in life. The important thing is our perception of coping. Mm. And very often it's the person's perception that they cannot cope and the only alternative is to commit suicide. That is what we need to be mindful of. And that is where student counseling comes in. Whatever stresses you have that you feel you are unable to cope with, that is with your clue that you need additional support. And that's why we come in and we can assist in terms of helping you with your academic or demands or whatever, if it's a relationship issue, help you to unpack what's going on, to process it. And to get a clearer understanding and more perhaps a realistic perspective, and also look at, other than committing suicide, let us look at how else these issues or these challenges can be handled. Because challenges are temporary issues, which can be negotiated. It's just the person's perception that they cannot cope that is important and that needs to be targeted. So there are resources that can help you to cope. Mm-hmm. Other issues that I want to highlight that we see in the context of suicidal risks is, for example, people who have a history of depression or anxiety, or if there's been a traumatic experience. And because they have not perhaps really dealt with the issues and got the necessary help, and they're trying to do it on their own, it then becomes overwhelming. And the important thing here is to remember that you do not have to carry your burdens and your stresses and your challenges on your own. Mm. There is help available. And so the purpose of speaking today is to point out to students that there are numerous challenges that you face. It is how you perceive them that is important and how you see yourself coping. And it is not necessary for you to try and cope on your own, because there are resources available to help you. So it's academic it's academic related issues, conditions like depression, conditions like anxiety that compromise a person's ability to cope, and then they start deteriorating. Mm. Issues like relationships, family problems, issues like psychosocial issues. We see things like financial challenges, accommodation difficulties. Those do not necessarily lead someone to suicide, but it's the perception of a stressor and how you deal with the stressor that can ultimately make someone consider.
How can students get in touch with you, and if one does come to your offices, what can he or she expect? Is it a safe space? Is there confidentiality?
Yes. Student counseling, the unit comprises professionals, psychologists, and a social worker. Mm-hmm. Our services are confidential, so So we are bound by the ethical code of conduct of the Health Professions Council and Social Work Council. So we are not going to go out and tell other people what you have spoken to us in the session. When they want to contact us, they are free to email us at studentcounseling@mut.ac.za. The emails, the requests are attended to immediately in the sense that it will be forwarded to a student counselor on the day that it is received. They can also call us on 031-907-7186.
Okay.
There are also other helpline numbers, and I must add that student counseling advertises these resources regularly on the MUT Facebook page. We also have our own student counseling website. But other numbers that you might want to take down is the SADAG, South African Depression and Anxiety Group number. It's 0800-567-567. And there's Lifeline at 0861-322-322. There's also a 24-hour helpline on 0800-456-789. So there's help 24 hours a day should you need it. And you do not have to bear your burdens alone. There is help and there's resources. And so invest in yourself, preserve yourself, and let us help you to ensure that you realize your full potential. And I just want to just conclude by saying that whatever you are going through, that's important to you, it is important to us. Often people feel that, you know, this is a trivial thing. Others might laugh at me or think that I'm weak if I'm struggling. That is not the case. Each person is unique. And what is important or stressful for you may very well not be for another person. That does not mean it's not important and shouldn't be addressed. And that is the slogan of student counseling. Mm-hmm. If it matters to you, it matters to us. And so you can be assured that you are going to be listened to, you are going to be heard, you are going to be taken seriously, and that you will be helped.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.